And now, the rest of the story. The sky was yet a lovely, lonely, uncluttered place when it first beckoned to Max Conrad. He made friends with it as few ever did and as none ever will again. Today and tomorrow, the sky is busy. It's a cobweb of cacophonous broadcast frequencies, regulated, regimented, smeared by contrails, and ravaged by rockets. But the airmen of Max Conrad's time were up there alone. And where Slim Lindbergh once crossed the ocean in a fragile fabric light plane, Max Conrad crossed that ocean alone in comparable one-lung flying machines 100 times. And he took me with him. He never knew I was aboard, but this Tulsa boy read ravenously of the exploits of Max Conrad, and in daydreams and night dreams, I braved the wide sky at his side. Together in a 250-horse Piper Comanche, we flew nonstop Casablanca to New York, under 500 feet by day, 1,000 feet at night, to take maximum advantage of tailwinds, 58 hours and 38 minutes. We were the long-distance champions of the world. Once we circled the world in 8 days, 18 hours, 36 minutes, 20 days faster than anybody ever had, Max Conrad in his late 60s was still flying over the poles. Nobody more than everybody's flying grandfather established the reliability, the utility of the airplane. So I thought I knew Max Conrad. But now I have learned the rest of the story. One day, Max was flying some passengers, and a lady passenger exited the plane, holding her hat brim down against the wind. She was moving straight toward the whirling propeller. In a desperate effort to save her life, Max lunged toward her. But in shoving her to safety, Max Conrad's momentum carried him into the whirling propeller blade. As he lay on the bloody tarmac, they thought him dead. He was not quite. The propeller had slashed through the skull just above his left ear, shattered that part of his brain that affected speech and memory. He was revived, but he could not talk, he could not read, he could not remember. Not anything. And yet, despite that brain damage, this determined man would never give up. He had to relearn much of the information which had been erased. Unable to speak, he talked with his hands, until tediously, gradually, he began to form words again. And he learned to fly again, even to give lessons again, and then to marry and to father 10 children, and to encircle planet Earth with his exploits as no airman before or since ever has. Max Conrad. He died in his sleep in 1979. Even death treated Max Conrad with respect. It was not the collision with an airplane propeller that cost his life. That incident had happened in 1933. All of the aviation history, all of the record book flights came afterward, after this uncommon man had climbed a staircase of scars to the stars. And that is the rest of the story.